Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the Raw House Podcast Experience. This is episode 177. It is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, year of our almighty Lord. I am your host, Hassan Raw, the beast of the east, the pope of the woke, banging that shit through the mic cord like a vice lord, but black on black crime. We don't applaud, we just send the knowledge through a time capsule so we can get it. Time forward. So happy to be with y'all today. Are you enjoying the nice spring weathers? Me, I am too. On today's adventure, we call this Slave Fighter 2. In the back of the bodega playing Slave Fighter 2, I'm inviting you to see a light-skinned slave get whooped. Man say them too old for that. They don't watch our black asses get whipped. Tupac and Biggie whip each other black asses. Fucking public lynching, fucking rap battle. Now a light-skinned nigga gotta get cooked. Steph Curry gotta catch our technical foul, a flagrant foul to the face. Bust up the little pretty light-skinned face. And a lot of black-ass niggas is growing up. Good for you, sir. Because the Infinity Stones used to kill this motherfucker sent Jay-Z to get married to. Yeah. Ethereal. Them niggas sampled Ether on the Kendrick Lamar diss track. God damn. And made it danceable. Infinity Stones. They cloned the Infinity Gun. And old boy can't go marry a pop star because your ops already married the bitch you was going to do, Rihanna. Damn. All on a plantation called Universal Records. Own gentleman named Lucian Grange. But I want you, so much I could get into with this, man. But before that, I'm going to send a special shout out to the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. This man is suing the ATF. You don't hear about this nowhere, but guess what? That's why this fucking podcast exists, pussy. So I can bring you shit you don't see all the time. Hello. Baltimore's mayor is suing the ATF to see where guns used in crimes are coming from. Now, when I look at my Google search, ain't a lot of mainstream news articles, news platforms covering this. The fucking source.com is my source for this. Does that mean it's not real? Is it conspiracy theory, you fucking punk? Is the mayor a fucking conspiracy theorist? Or is he simply doing the fucking math? All this fucking technology, all this bullshit. Somehow guns make their way to the ghetto, high tech. But people outside fighting at college campuses about bullshit. Tell me how the fuck guns get into the ghetto all the fucking time. Yeah, it's one jackass who went to fucking Virginia with his homeboy. Get the fuck out of here, man. And I pray for this mayor. He treating his women right, and if he ain't, they know this is too important, so shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't take no money from no white man to say he a fucked up nigga. We don't care. I wouldn't care if he raping 100 babies, because he on code. I don't mean that, but goddamn. I'm with you, brother. This is what the fuck a mayor's supposed to do. This is what the fuck a black mayor's supposed to do. How the fuck these guns getting in our community? Fuck all the sucking celebrity dick that Mayor Adams do. That all these mayors do when they get in. Start sucking celebrity dick. And start banging some worthless hoes. Do your fucking job. This man is on call. The fuck? We pray for you, brother. We pray for you, brother. I'm on Instagram and say I'm praying for you, man. Because you're trying to get to the fucking bottom of the fucking problems out here. Anybody got problems with the mic today? Shut your bitch ass up. Because niggas love being a fucking hamster in a fucking bullshit ass cycle. Some of us know it's just math. It just ain't mathing, man. One jackass go to Virginia, he flood the whole hood with guns. Get the fuck out my face. You know, it's a good movie on HBO. They made on HBO. It ain't on HBO Max called Strapped. Go look at that. Brand new. Good for you. See, the 90s, we knew what the fuck was going on. So go paint your nails, you cocksuckers. We didn't have to fucking wait for the media to tell us shit. We know they shipping the drugs and they shipping the fucking guns. And what politician dealing with that? So suck my dick with your voting. Voting for what? For your community to get played with drugs and guns. And they get up there and tell me, I gotta participate. Let me tell you, if you didn't kiss the nigga's ass in 2020, I got no love for your country. Fuck you. You had a year to show black man love. Nobody give a fuck about the black man. So fuck you and what's going on with you. And my own one today. Fuck your country. Fuck your country. Why? So you can come here and pretend you a fucking white boy? And put racism on me? Fuck you. Stay there and die under the fucking warlord. Everybody's a tough guy when they bring their ass to America. No, tough people stay where they at and thug it out. You got ran out your home. Don't be looking at the black man no fucking kind of way. Because you couldn't deal with what the fuck I deal with every day. And I'm not going to pretend for nobody. I'm going right into another fucking topic. You see, fucking Shaq's wife, ex-wife, done went out and said she never loved him. I've been warning you simps on this fucking show for years, man. About all this forcing a bitch to like you. Especially when you're a black man. We pay too much for pussy. Black man pay too much for pussy. And then when the pussy don't listen to me, I gotta pay child support. You tell my people, oh, I never loved you. So you mean all my children, thanks for telling my children they ain't the product of love, you dumb bitch. That's what I'm telling you simps. Forcing yourself. That man probably had a million women he could have chose from, but he just had to have this pretty girl. Fuck pretty and fuck looks. It's for simps. Pretty come back 20 years later, fuck after she fuck every faggot with a jerry curl she can and say, I never loved you. Suck my dick, bitch. We gotta stop being simps. We gotta be the motherfucking man. How unfortunate that God left me in fucking charge. And if nobody behind me, nigga, I'm behind me. Damn right, it's straight from Crooklyn, better known as Brooklyn. Talking that gospel, man. Going right into another topic. You know, I ain't no Trump supporter. I ain't no Biden supporter. I didn't suck Obama's dick. I didn't suck Bush dick. I didn't suck Reagan dick. I didn't suck Papa Bush dick. I didn't suck Dukakis dick. I didn't suck Jesse Jackson dick. Fuck all politicians. But let me tell you why people like Donald Trump. Let me tell you why men like Donald Trump. Because he reminds us of our motherfucking fathers. The guy who stuck around. Guess what? When my father came in the house, he didn't give a fuck what I had to go through the day. I mean, he did, but it's kind of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, you had big problems today. Probably had to go kiss a white man ass, and you in here talking about some GoBots and fucking Fraggle Rock problem. Get the fuck out of here, man. What crap is that? Your house about a smack word like... Reminds us of our father. A lot of times the dad come in. Whatever you was talking about, just get done. Make new news out. That's what we watching, motherfucker. Dun, 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 dun. I was watching the game. I don't give a fuck what you was watching. I really don't care. I'm going to watch McNair news out. Put on the news. I'll have the news. Don't give a fuck. You watching the Cosby Show, motherfucker. I don't care about that shit. Show me McNair news out. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you got beat up? Ooh, somebody took your bike today. Ooh, better get it back, pussy. Yeah, because that's missing in society. Just that male energy that you better get it done, nigga. Fuck all the simping. That's what mama here for. I'm here to tell you, get it done, pussy. So that's what people love about Donald Trump. Because a lot of people had a daddy. That's how your father was if he wasn't a faggot. Came in the house and did what the fuck he wanted. Because I'm paying the rent, right? Or did he come in and say, yes, dear. Yes, dear. You had a father like that. Explain a lot about you, pussy. And I'm going to go right in. And I'm going to go right in. You know, when I look back at my life, people will say, what's your specialty? Some people's specialty is them have a lot of gal, man. They don't have to work. They could be ugly and shitty. They ain't got nothing to do with look. Them say something to a gal, the gal's sucking and cocky. Some people good at politics. Some people have to give up God. They're mind with it. Some people natural jumper. Some people natural runner. Some people natural pretty. Some people can fart to the beat or whatever. Some people, everybody have a different talent style. Specialty. You know what my specialty is? People come to kill me, then they call the faggot ass police. I specialize in that. I fucking specialize in that. A nigga gonna fucking cock a gun in my face. A nigga gonna swing a fucking metal rod at my temple 2 times. And when I put hands on him, he gonna scream like a woman and call the fucking police. Yeah, wolf, nigga. That's my specialty. You know, I'm at work the other day. They let this blind nigga in. African coon. I don't know if he blind partially. He want a POP, hold it down. I don't know what the fuck. Within seconds, they get his ass up out of there. I guess he on some bullshit. Yeah, temperature's rising. And it's not surprising. They get his ass up out of there. Oh, I want my coat. Oh, this is not my coat. I can tell by your voice you black. I told a nigga I'm not black. I'm Russian. I'm from Osgiev. My name is Russ. For some reason, that turned him on. Because people started... That turned him hot. Because people started laughing. See? Yeah, this dude swung his fucking blind man cane. I mean, his metal, too. With a fucking... some kind of wiry whip in the middle of that shit. Like a slave whip. Now, the first one he swung, I timed it. Because one thing I know about a coward don't want to kill. He just want to see you squirm. So a lot of times, the first nigga's time a nigga swing to kill, he just swing to see you squirm. We ain't squirming, faggot. Do it! And he hit me on my shoulder. That's all. You are a pussy. See, but the fact that I didn't squirm enraged him, so I guess he figured he must be pussy. He swung again. Interception. Interception. Then he swung a faggot-ass punch. Okay, now we're going to the floor, Ray Charles. As soon as he go on the floor, like a faggot-ass bitch. Now, everybody's coming to hold me back. Nobody was holding this nigga back when he's swinging for my fucking temple. It's cool to watch a nigga die, a dark-skinned nigga die, but I can't defend myself. This whole world can suck my dick. This whole world can suck my black dick. Now everybody wants to calm down the situation. Before, it was cool to watch me take a fucking metal rod to the head. You can suck my whole dick. Because who came to save me? My lord and this black dick. Nah, you call the police 20 times, faggot. Went inside, somebody said, I heard you got beat up by the blind guy. It's funny, when I get beat up, the people who beat me up call the police. Why? 17 seconds of his action, 2 seconds of mine, he calling the police and screaming like a porno whore with a 15-inch dick up his ass. I'll advise you, stay the fuck out my face. This is the furthest planet from the sun. I ain't bothering nobody. I'm not fucking none of your dirty bitches. I don't care about your kids. I'm out the way. You travel to this planet for war, you gonna get war. Cause you fucking learn how to be an astronaut. You got on a plane. You brought your ass all the way in my face. I'm gonna give you what you need. Same rule for you hoes, bitch. I'm away. I don't give a fuck about your pussy. But you come over here, you gonna get dick. Cause it's a long fucking ride to this planet. You didn't come over here to fucking be a passive aggressive pussy, did you? The Cash App is SHAKKAMONPAPI. Shaka Man Poppy at Cash App. Hit that shit the fuck up. Now, you young niggas actually did a revolution that I was with the other day, because I looked and saw they ran down on the Met Gala. You want to run down on the pedophiles, my nigga? That's the place to do it. Burn that shit down. But burn down your university ain't doing shit. Shut down that Met Gala. That shit should have been burned. Bunch of doo-doo assholes. Burn that shit. That's the real revolution, young niggas. It ain't going in that George Soros shit that y'all doing. Who is George Soros? I gotta explain on this fucking podcast, man. Y'all need to know who that is, man. You a fucking rookie? You don't know it's Soros season in America? I watch a dude have a random Hanukkah celebration, which he have a right to do on the train, random, and a random Free Palestine troll showed up. I smell George Soros. It don't work like that, bruh. You know, I'm not a dickhead, man. Somebody getting paid here. Paid agitators. Control opposition. Beats by Nas Kingston, I don't own shit. You sue me, fuck you and your mama. And her mama too. Listen. I know I be on some fuck these bitches shit, man. Stand tall. If she don't really fuck with you, she ain't never gonna fuck with you. Like y'all niggas did some fancy shit to get a fancy animal in your house. Soon as you fucked up once, the animal went to the streets. Because that's what it was built for. No matter what the fuck you put in front of it. It's an animal. Of course it's gonna come. I got money. I got jewels. I got this. I got that. Okay. But the bitch don't love you. And eventually she gonna show you. But I'm going to tell y'all this. Don't let these podcast brothers destroy your happy home. And now you homeless paying child support. I see niggas repeating this podcast shit about this shit. You know you a simp. Then live your simp life. Don't let nobody influence you because it sound manly. You didn't want to be manly. You wanted to have a lot of pussy. So have a lot of pussy. Don't worry about being a man. You wanted to have a woman. You got a woman. So don't worry about being a man. Because you're going to lose everything. And you're going to be salty. Because the bitch got with you because you're a simp. I saw a bitch post a fucking meme the other day. It was so poignant. He said, don't come over here with that future simp shit. We like simps and tricks. I said, I like that she's being honest. It's a real woman. She said, don't come over here think you pimping, nigga. Pay for it. You see that? That's the type of woman I like. I ain't going to pay her shit. But at least I know where we stand. I'm not paying shit, you see? I heard this nigga the other day doing this talking, yeah, you gotta cheat to save your marriage, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, cheating saves your marriage. And I can see he ain't built like that. You just talking that podcast shit to be a man because you seen your first gray hair on your buttocks and you're losing your mind. A lot of middle-aged men talking crazy. You been a simp for fucking 58 years. Don't put your chest out now, nigga. And lose your whole family at 55, nigga. Don't let these podcast bros have you homeless and paying child support, my nigga. The simp life is better fitting you, then let it. That's one thing I don't like. Let everybody have their unique experience. Some people, the simp life is benefiting them. It's what you wanted. You want an in-house pussy. I can't live without it. You got it. Enjoy. Don't try to be a man, too. Can't do both. Can't serve two masters. Only men serve the master in the sky. Everybody else serve the master that is the pussy pie. Can't serve two. Can we get into? Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. You know, at times like this, yes, it is a distraction. That's what all entertainment is. What do you think they call baseball the national pastime, motherfucker? It's a distraction. Some shit y'all ass need to be doing and really worried about. But here we are in the nigga kingdom. Here we are in the nigga kingdom. And I tell you, sometimes instead of focusing on the combatants, which we will do some kind of play-by-play here. We need to focus on what we can teach the youth from these moments. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. How about in guerrilla warfare, there's a chance in life you may be up against an enemy that is more powerful than you, more rich, more influenced, more hidden hands everywhere. You don't know, oh man, what can I do? But this nigga gotta go. Fuck all that power shit. Sometimes it's like that in life. For my continuity, for the continuity of this art form, this bitch nigga gotta go. Sometimes that's how it is in warfare. That's how America was built. These British niggas gotta go, right? Right? Did they walk up to the British and say, hey, you know what? We're gonna have a fair fight with you at 3 o'clock. No. They fucking snuck behind their back and waged fucking guerrilla warfare on them. It's called terrorism. I already told you the OG terrorist is George Washington. And you know what's funny? Niggas my age always act like they seen a movie on George Washington. That's why I like talking to young people. I was talking to a young lady about 25. They know there's never been a movie on George Washington. She said, yeah, I've never seen that. You know why? It's a fucking terror playbook on how to get what you want. Or guerrilla warfare, but they don't use that terminology no more. How to draw a more powerful enemy out of his comfort zone. Because you got to win, right? You're the poor man. You poor man supposed to lose? Well, shit. You got to lose, motherfucker. And one of the best things you can do is have the king run out of his palace, pass his guards, and now he's swinging on you. He might even have no Tybo because he's a bitch ass nigga that got the money to know all this pussy shit because he ain't got no experience really getting his ass whooped or fighting. He could be kicking your ass, but guess what? You're winning because you left your guards behind. You left all your comfort behind. And guess what? When you tie, I'm a street nigga. I could hit your ass again. Whoa, you don't have a second win because you just training him on the mat on the floor getting sloppy and niggas rubbing their dick on your head. You ain't ever really had this happen in real life. And then there's a third win. And then there's a fourth win. Damn, where's my guards? You ran past them. You ran past your guards. Everything that was set up for you. Fucked up thing is, your father, the old king, he laid this trap for you. They tired of your ass too. You know, when I saw the nigga with the rainbow berets and the extensions and shit and all the OD baggy clothing, I said, this nigga bored at the top. You see? The emperor has no clothes. Too much easy pussy, too much easy money for too long. You done lost your mind. And somebody got to push you off. What, you supposed to have a 20-year run? Adapting everybody's style? And then, come on, everybody got to go sometime. It's your time. How to draw a more powerful enemy out of his comfort zone. Or should I just run up in his palace and get murked? Come on, man. Come on, man. Who you with? Who y'all niggas with? That's another thing I want to talk about, man. I'm no Kendrick Lamar fan either. But let me tell you. He kicked the tree of the vultures. Wah! You hear them niggas scream? Wah! All the washed up people taking this like this is their victory. Yeah, they admit the victory in defeat, but they can't admit the victory. They hurt. Why you taking it as a loss? Because you a fake nigga. That's why you taking it as a loss. All the fake niggas. And let me tell you, man, I ain't on that type of time. It's all kind of Caucasian people that's down with hip-hop culture and down with black culture. But they are some fake niggas. And if you upset about this, you was a fake nigga or you was hoping to be a fake nigga or suck fake nigga dick. The tree of the vultures got kicked. Vlad TV threatening black women to lose their job, then apologizing. That's super ugly. I said they chopped up Ether, the same Infinity Stone that made Jay-Z a family man. He became a grown up too. Yeah, I'm a grown up. And that ain't no diss because he's right. In the real world of life, J. Cole is right. Jay-Z is right. I'm too grown to be talking about somebody's kids. But this is what we require as a society. We require a nigga blood sport. we require a nigga blood sport. How do I know? Look at all you old 90s niggas. This ain't like the beef back in the day. Shit. Oh. You mean the beef where two niggas got smoked? You dumb motherfucker. When the city of Condon had bullets raining for like 3 weeks straight? You dumb motherfucker. That's what you wanted to happen here? We love the stupid shit, man. So in a way, when you get into hip-hop, you're getting into a little kid game, man. Junior high school wrestling in the backyard. Jumping off the top rope, the top of the steps, though. This is gonna hurt for real. Like, for real. There ain't no training staff after this, nigga. Huh? What if this man get divorced from his wife now? Because y'all done put all AT out. For what? For entertainment of fucking niggas 10 to 40 years old who are little kids? For what? Now, goons are getting out of their jobs. You know, that's another thing that happens here. A lot of the violence comes when goons get unemployed. You see concerts go down. What's your boy next move? Niggas called out all his plays. Jay Prince did not come to save the day. He stayed out of it. What's your boy next move? I will give him some advice. You just got to be bigger than the situation. But it ain't in him. You see, he's been too fattened by the game. Because me, I just go to Africa and start living in the village and taking care of little babies with fly on their face. Every day you see me, I'm posting up with little black babies, man. Yeah, man. I'm out here, man, changing the world, man. Ain't got no time for that nigga shit. But he can't. Because ego is hurt. Think about the people who, not even vultures, who came out and said, he won. Like 2 seconds after the track came out. How crazy do they look? And then they tried to defend their bullshit. Now, all these people just signed new deals, got new houses, and they don't want to get kicked out of them new houses. They just signed new deals with Massa, didn't they not? Kissing ass and sucking dick. But you can't see the play that Massa calling the play on old boy. And it's not for the benefit of hip-hop, dog. I really think reggaeton and Afrobeat are pacing back and forth like Darth Maul in Phantom Menace. You know the scene I'm talking about when he got trapped in between the little thing? Vroom, 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 vroom. That's Afrobeat and reggaeton. They're just waiting to take these rap budgets that are going away. Because somebody made a great point. You take away Drake, who drops every year? Damn, hip-hop goes down. You see? Because who going to drop here? Kendrick can take him about 6 years, man. J. Cole, I mean, is he the same? But trust me, this industry will create another. You know, another tip. I don't know why y'all so sad to see Drake go. This might have been a fucking actor played to play a rapper. Huh? Yeah, why didn't he do no more acting? Because he's doing his acting now, possibly. This is the big role. Big agent role. But now, they tired of his shit, too. On Massa's plantation. He gonna do his own children dirty. Damn, son. What else could we teach the youth? Don't be the man in the industry and not the man in your house. Yeah. I think on this podcast, I've told you before, it's a lot of niggas that work for the MTA, drive a bus, might be a sanitation nigga, might have his own independent business. They got more control over their woman than these jokers on the TV who you idolize, who's a simp. And I'm not calling either man a simp, but if you got to hide a baby, that means your career more important than family. That's not man. And it ain't like, you know, like, man, I got to make this play to make $1 million. Nigga, you rich. The fuck you got to hide for? Fuck you got to pretend for people for? See what I'm saying? If you the man in your house, ain't damn sure ain't no other kids up in there. You know the lion rule. I'm killing everything that's not mine. So you know damn well you wouldn't even think that's a good idea to have a kid that don't look like me around me. You know that wouldn't even be a good fucking idea. When you the man of your house and it ain't got shit to do with money or jewelry or being on the fucking idiot box that somebody created to put in your fucking house. It just go with being the man that God created you to be. You can run around the world and you can bang your chest. You can jump up and down. Everybody love you. And women suck your cock everywhere for free. But if you're not the man in your house, it ain't worth shit. Because you see how quick a man can kick it over. You see that? It's a nigga going to work every day, farting in a fucking chair, grunting at work. He got more control of his fucking house than these jokers that we send our children to idolize. Didn't see that angle, right? That's what I always tell you. Rap battle gonna be boring with me. What you gonna tell me about that I ain't tell you already? Anybody know you against me? Just get the fuck out the house with me, cause you won't be living with me against me. That's why y'all niggas got fucking George Jefferson at 26. Cause you worried about simping about pussy, and you got a bitch that hates you around. But she giving you pussy, doc. Public lynching. Saw Russell Simmons talk about that, man. It's true. That's what a rap battle is. A public lynching. Two slaves on a plantation whipping each other's clothes off. Pedophile. Woman beater. Ghost rider. Midget. And we giggle and caw-caw until the blood draw. And you know, I was mad at Kendrick for wearing them crown of thorns. But I hope he's not playing his role in this thing, if you know what I mean. Because if blood spills, man, it's going to look funny. And of course, light-skinned boy posting all kind of cryptic, suicidal, homicidal shit. Man, just go get a tan, man. Chill out, man. If your life's so great, go live it. You see? But their lives are based on the character they play in wrestling. 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 Yes, Dredd, they must keep the kayfabe, which means the illusion up. They got to make you think it's so good. But I think it's gone too far for some people. Sometime when Bret Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels fight, nigga, I might cut my elbow pad a little bit so this elbow hits you, nigga. I might knee you in the brain. I might knee you in the temple. Because even though it's a rehearse, I could still sing it to a hearse. Another thing I want to talk about, man, is Cat Williams wasted his time. Cat Williams wasted his time. Not really. But if you think Cat Williams did something for the woke community, well, you wasted your time. That man is making money hand over fist right now. And he deserves it. I'll say it again. He also lives in a industry of piranhas and fucking wild hyenas. And look at this. Now one comedian has come to fucking finish this motherfucker. I said this wouldn't happen in the era of Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, comedians, Patrice O'Neal. You couldn't do this to OG comedians, but these jokers now are proving what he said. They got nothing to say. They can't even roast this motherfucker. All they can say is, oh, your comedy special ain't that funny. He getting that money. And don't forget, I said it was approved by King Arthur. Come on. Authorized by King Arthur, rather. Come on. Come on. He ain't do nothing. You know, some of you people will die attached to a celebrity dick. Even if the nigga show you he sucked Satan dick on TV like Lil Nas X, you still believe in him. But you're ready to quit on somebody that you love and your real family. This is the trick of an energy harvest. This is why I understand when a man swing a fucking metal pole at me, but he pausing to see my reaction. You ain't no killer. You want to suck my energy. When they cock back a gun in my face and I cock my dick in his face about 88 times, say, pull it. It's because you ain't a killer. You's a energy sucker. You want to blowjob my energy, you faggot. Because unfortunately, there's too many men out here who didn't have Donald Trump as a father. So they running around looking to suck energy off other men. Be yourself, nigga. You know what else happened to me the other day? I'm in the gym doing my bench press. You know, fucking little Asian boy, could have been a little dickhead boy, could have been a little pussyhead boy, could have been a little Indian boy, could have been a little fucking black boy. But he was a little Asian boy, no, nothing bad, I'm just telling you what the fuck he was. Roll his 35-pound weight under my fucking foot as I'm putting my foot down with weight over my head. I could just kill myself here. And he's sitting there fake looking at the wall. threw the weight over his fucking head. Whoa, whoa, yeah, whoa. You want my energy, faggot? You want to see my face, faggot? Right in his face. You didn't know that I was there? You couldn't say nothing? No? You just sat there and you're going to watch me fuck myself up? I'm sorry, sorry. Stay away from this planet, man. Unless you want to suck my dick and you was born with a vagina. Newsreel coming up. I say it again. Stay away from this planet unless you want to suck my dick and you was born with a vagina. Everybody else, I got violence for you. Get the fuck out of my face. Share the podcast. Guess what, pussy hard. News real time. I'm going to go to the article of the day. And see what go bump in the blood clot night. And if you don't like that, suck my dick twice. Alright. Let us begin. AtlantaBlackStar.com. Underworld actress Kate Beckinsale threatens to snatch the wig off Shaquille O'Neal's ex-wife for her comments. Yeah, it wasn't a black woman. To the great Shaquille O'Neal's rescue. White bitch, I'll snatch your wig off, you fake bitch. You didn't love him. The fuck you in love with, bitch? You better be with who really fuck with you. I won't give a fuck if she green with purple eyes. And your parents are like, you better not bring no green with purple eyes woman in here. Well, I'm going to bring the woman in here who loved the shit out of me. And if my ass go fucking imbecile, she'll wipe my ass every day. That's who the fuck I'm going to bring in here. I'm not going to bring in nobody, no ego. And unfortunately, maybe that's why I don't have kids. Because I'm going to tell them just like that. You bring in the person who fuck with you the most. Fuck all that looks and what I like. Who fuck with you, my nigga? Who going to be there? Who ain't gonna come out after fucking 30 years and say, I never loved you. You lived in the fucking palace, bitch. For doing what? Taking my dick. It's fucking embarrassing. And I know I'm not fucking wrong. Because you know what? Man, let me just chill the fuck out. BleacherReport.com. LeBron James should be Lakers' next head coach, says NBA legend Byron Scott. I fucking agree. Because you know what? The one flaw with the homie is, man, you done buried a lot of coaches. You would have buried Eric Spoelstra if Pat Riley led you. And was that the right move? Fucking 15, 14 years later, 10 years, 12, I don't know how much. That's the best coach in the fucking NBA every year. And you wanted him gone after 2 weeks. But that's because you too smart. Smart black man, oh, he has many a woes. That's why that nigga been gray a long time ago. Because we know what the fuck going on. I say a smart black man has many a woes. Not no dumb nigga. Unfortunately. So I'm not smiling all the fucking time. You smile when you suck this dick. Put some more beat on it. He should be the first player coach since Bill Russell. Do it. Since you're so smart, nigga, do it. You're already the GM. Do it. He's scared of it. You want, nigga, this is a perfect chance. I got like the 24th pick. You draft your son. Shit, ain't no excuses now. You drafted him. You get to mold him. You know when to put him in the game. Come on, big daddy. Don't fold now. Go out in the bang. You that man. You want to cement your legacy? Successfully be a player coach. Get coach of the year. Get your son rookie of the year and get you an old man MVP. Do it. Complex.com. Kendrick Lamar beat Drake by being Drake. Number one single with a diss song. Isn't that what he did to Meek Mill? DJ Mustard sampled Ether. Oh, man. The Infinity Stones, which made Jay-Z a husband. He's going to change clothes. And go. Girl, I promise you, I'm a grown-ass man. Ha, ha, ha. Got the fuck out that mud. And he was right. infantile ass rap game. There was once a scholar named Lennon, black dude. He used to be saying hip hop is perpetual childhood. I was so angry at him when I was 24, 34, 44. I know he a genius. Dinamail.co.uk. Aliens could be found within 5 years. Here's one. Oh, shit. Like, they didn't have a whole escapade in Miami earlier this year. The news be so crazy that we forget shit, man. And I think people are so fucking, like, used to the stupid, crazy shit that aliens ain't even gonna be a big deal no more. It's gotta be like an alien war. Like, they gotta be blowing shit up. Can't just be standing somewhere. Speaking of aliens blowing shit up and standing somewhere. 6abc.com, Philadelphia. Cleanup of an encampment on Kensington Avenue completed. But what's next? Yes, the infamous Amsterdam of real life, not La Jolla, in Philadelphia. They had a place called Kensington where you could just smoke fentanyl and right in the street. You know what I'm saying? You could smoke fentanyl right in the street. So, yeah, it's been documented on YouTube. Several white men. I'm Brett Forrester, and today we go to Kensington. So, like, why are you out here, like, smoking crack? I've been smoking crack my whole life, but it ain't really crack. I'm on the fentanyl, you know. And all that shit done. They brought through over the top, gentlemen. Question has to be asked. I know it's an election year. That's why y'all want to do this shit. What the fuck took y'all so long, man? An open-air drug market? And it took y'all that long? Come on, man. These are the people you elect. New York Knicks up 2-0 on Indiana Pacers. Deuces and trays the old-fashioned way. We still up. And these niggas whining. BleacherReport.com. Pacers Carlisle will submit plays to NBA after Knicks loss. We deserve a fair shot. Small market teams deserve an equal shot over there, you know. Suck a dick. Whining like some dancehall queens then. How about your team is mad soft, dog? Half our team is injured. We just out there thugging it out. Big balls and all. Only dude on your team that with his nuts dragging is TJ McConnell. Everybody else a bitch. That's what happened. They getting horsed. It's a 6'3 nigga rebounding like fucking Rodman Barkley out there. Josh Hart. Y'all can't stop that? The refs doing that? The smaller team, the more injured team, will always have the advantage when playing more aggressive. Ding! I said the smaller team. My name team. Is that how Kendrick would have said? The smaller team. The farther team. I said the little bit of friendlier team. They always have the advantage. We can find you. They can find you in the face. Light-skinned boy. Why the light-skinned niggas on the Pacers look like Richard Pryor grandsons? Like, all of them. Even Miles Turner look like Richard Pryor. What the fuck? You know, this reminds me of 2000. Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals up 2-0 on the Indiana Pacers. And guess what they started doing then? They started whining like some bitches. They wanted to be the Lakers against the Knicks in the finals. We ain't never won a game again. Referee swallowed that whistle. I remember. Shaq out there with another little bitch that I don't give a fuck about. I can tell by the body language. I'm just the king of body language. You know what I'm saying? I ain't paying nobody to do nothing but get on this dick. Not pretend like you love me. Fuck all that. That's right. I said the tree of the vultures has been kicked. And the wannabe vultures. And niggas just got paid by the vultures. So I got to say he won. He won. He won. He won. That ain't what the streets say. And these people say they're in tune with the streets. In tune with sucking dick. What I enjoy is a guy who's had a podcast telling you that the liquor company runs the music industry. Did you know Seagram's? I told you Seagram's owned Interscope. And we know the infamous song on Death Row Interscope. Owned by Seagram's, called Gin and Juice, where the man says, now that I've got me some Seagram's gin. Yeah, big old advertisement. Thanks, Snoop. Thanks, Snoop. And, yeah, Big Papa style. Oh, damn. Seagram's own Ciroc. That good old Sarosian fuckboy play right there. Because the man, Reggie Wright, that used to work for Death Row, went on TV and said, see, yeah, the same people own Bad Boy. So, you know, because they own Ciroc, so they own him. Wow. Wow. War on the plantation. We so invigorated by the war on the plantation between the light-skinned slave and the dark-skinned. The happy slave and the angry slave. All approved by the liquor companies, man. Oh, boy. Let's talk about Gilbert Arenas one time. Atlanta Black Star, losing every sense of the word. Fans dragged up Gilbert Arenas' deadbeat pass after criticizing Rudy Gobert's decision to be present for Suns Bus. So Rudy Gobert missed the playoff game to see the birth of his son. That's his choice. That's what he wanted to do. Old school men, they just go to work. If you was born on the day he was off work, you gonna come. But nigga, you ever asked me, I went to work. What would Trump say if he's his daddy? Well, you know, excuse me. Well, when I look around, I see a palace, a lot of gold. And I wonder how it happened. The day I signed the contract for this, your ass was born. They texted me, I don't answer text. I found that in the morning and said, great. I mean, then we can move in. Got work for him to do. That's right. That's how men are. So, yeah, well, I was working, so, yeah. Yeah, so you ain't a bum-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You see, because the food and the hospital stay, you got to get paid for somewhere. That's the shit men say back in the day, nigga. If I had to work, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I said, my man said to another nigga, he said, I was there when my kid was born. He said, that's cool. He said, I wasn't. He said, I was on the road getting the bag. He said, so the kid ever asked me, oh, you was there when I was born. So yeah, nigga, I made $60,000 that night. And you benefit from that. So hush your mouth. Welcome to manhood. It ain't pretty. It's just what God required. Wrong. Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I'm mission. Crime looking at my nieces and my nephews, bitch. They say don't let this cool world fuck this world. Suck mine. Fuck him too. I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive their mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Madden, staring at the walls of silence, soft as cage with it. Stop, proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves, don't look around, but some check it.
Everybody change, choose a new direction. And I'm thinking about my time away, just make perfection.
Perfection.
I die. Now when I'm wrong, why should I care? Like we're holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with
ammunition, weed, and shells.
Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to little Tasha, little Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold heart to take. Ended up being fatal. Every woman in America,
especially black.
Bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to call trauma to my sister and mama. Oh, we make it through better times. And this is white man's world.
Come on.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers.